stinky water fountain.
Carly Shay? Am I Carly, right?
Yeah, hi.
Philip Brownlee. I'm a junior over at Briarwood Prep.
Oh, cool. The water fountain kind of sprayed me.
Ah.
I didn't want you to think I was sweaty or drooly.
You're even funnier in person. Listen, I'm the student council president at Briarwood.
Ooh, fancy.
You know, we're the number one private school in Seattle.
Yeah, I heard that. Don't you guys have, like, your own private jet?
Helicopter.
Right, I knew it was some sort of flying vehicle.
Yeah. Well, anyway, on behalf of Briarwood, this is for you.
What is it?
An invitation. For an interview with our headmaster, Mrs. Piloff. She thinks she might fit in nicely at Briarwood.
Wow, thanks. But wait, isn't Briarwood really expensive?
Full scholarship. If Mrs. Piloff meets you and everything goes well, you get to go to Briarwood for free.
But why me?
Because you're kind of famous. You're the star of iCarly.
Well, are you offering the same thing for Sam?
We were, till we checked Sam's grades.
I understand.
So think about it, and someone will be in touch.
Okay, thanks. Hey, Seth. Do me a favor and press the water fountain button there.
Sure. Just push it?
Yeah, when I say go. Okay, go.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay, Mr. Man. Here comes my ball.
Ha ha! You missed.
Yeah? You just wait, buddy, because I'm coming for you. Oh, hey.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation between you and your wooden man friend.
He's not my friend. See, I'm up for a job to design a new mini golf course.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, could be. See? I gotta create a bunch of test holes, shoot a video of them, and then send it off to the dude in charge of that mini golf park. You know the one down by the airport?
King Putz?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to get that? Of course not. You're made of wood.
It's true.
Hey, I grabbed your mail for you.
How'd you get in our mailbox?
Yeah, you need the key.
No, you don't. Hey, let's go rehearse one more time before the show tonight.
Freddie's not here yet.
Give me your cell phone.
What are you doing?
Texting Freddy. And send. What's all that stuff?
Golf holes!
Spencer's up for a job designing.
Carly! I just got your text. You mean it? For real?
What'd your text say?
I love you. Get over it. You were unloved before, you're unloved now. Nothing's changed.
A scholarship? To Briarwood Prep?
Oh yeah, how funny is that?
Briarwood? That snotty rich kid's school? For the rich and snotty? They offered you a scholarship?
Well, sorta. If their headmaster likes me, but I don't think I'd want to go to Briarwood.
Good. You better not leave Ridgeway.
Did I not just say I don't want to go to Briarwood?
Not sure. I'm too focused on doing this. You see that?
Ow.
Whoa, look at this. Briarwood has its own ice hockey rink.
You said you didn't want to go there.
I know.
And quit looking at their dumb website.
Meh.
Oh, man, we're live in 15 seconds. Off my laptop.
Pushy.
Okay, we're live in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, thanks for coming here to iCarly.com.
Warning, the following greeting may be frightening to younger viewers and the elderly.
Freddy, monster voice time.
Go for it.
I'm Carly.
I'm Sam.
And this is...
iCarly.
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 Okay, so you guys know how golf is like a really boring sport, right?
Wrong.
That's right, wrong.
Because Carly's brother Spencer is building one of the coolest golf courses ever.
Well, mini golf.
Which is like regular golf.
Only minier.
Check this out. Carly's brother calls this the toilet bowl hole.
And he calls this one the crazed toddler.
Let's putt to putt.
Yes! Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
What you doing?
Trying to fix this thing. For some reason, the bell won't ring when the thing flies.
Spencer!
Okay?
Yeah! I think the bell's working now! Ah!
Come on, get up.
Hey, Gibby. What you doing here?
We saw the mini golf stuff on iCarly.
We want to play.
Whoa, you guys. This isn't a real course.
We'll give you money.
Okay, $5 per kid.
Hey, I can't take money from children.
I can. Come on. You want these kids to spend 10, 20 bucks at some boring mini golf course out there in the cold and rain? Where bad kids might tempt them with unhealthy snacks?
Well, when you put it that way... Please enjoy the course.
Yeah!
Hi, I got a package for Shay, Carly.
I'm Shay, Carly.
Those are turkey legs.
Well, okay.
Who's it from?
What's the card say?
It says, please consider joining us as you enjoy these fine turkey legs. Your friends, the students and teachers of Briarwood.
They sent you turkey legs?
Wow, they really want you at that school.
Yeah.
Carly, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking about a bunch of sad turkeys going, what happened to my legs? Have you seen my legs?
Hey, I was wondering where you were.
I were here. Did all those kids finish playing golf downstairs?
Yeah, I finally got them all to go home. You know that redheaded kid, Ernie? He swallowed 2 golf balls.
Oh my God, what'd you do?
Should I have done something? You checking out the Briarwood websites?
Yeah. Do you think I'm being dumb about this?
Why, are you thinking you might want to go there?
I'm not gonna leave Ridgeway and Sam and Freddie and all my friends.
You don't have to.
You're my brother. You're supposed to encourage me to take on new challenges.
Well, if you want to explore the possibility...
Just tell me what to do!
Okay. Listen, I'm your older brother, so I will help you through this difficult decision. Just close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. There's 2 roads in front of you. Road A and the one on the left...
And surprisingly, 17 members of Congress could fit into one pair of his pants. Which proves that William Howard Taft was the fattest president the United States has ever known.
Will this all be on the test?
Oh, Carly, here at Briarwood, we don't have tests. We have frozen yogurt.
Frozen yogurt? Oh, okay.
Would you like any toppings?
Well, I do like nuts.
Nuts! Now, who can tell me how many sides a triangle has?
Three.
Correct. Navin, please give Carly $100.
I get $100 whenever I answer a question right?
Of course. This is Briarwood. Massage time.
Oh, this school is amazing. I'm gonna have some more of my yogurt now. Oh, it was just a dream.
Hey, and welcome to the web show.
Huh?
Carly's not on the show anymore because she goes to Briarwood now and made all new friends. But don't worry, I'm not alone here.
I'm Gibby.
And I'm Sam.
And this is a little show we like to call
iGibby.
Okay, first I had a sweet dream. Now I'm having a nightmare. I want to dream sweetly some more. Oh, this is nice. I like Briarwood.
Briarwood.
And frozen yogurt.
Frozen yogurt. Frozen yogurt.
With nuts.
Nuts. Nuts. Nuts.
Yeah.
Sam! Sam, my mom's been in a horrible accident.
Calm down.
I gotta get to the hospital. My mom's car's in the bottom.
Your mom's fine.
But I just got a message saying
that I sent the message to your teacher. I needed to get you out of class so we could talk.
How did you?
Yes, can you please give a message to Freddie Benson? His mother drove her car into a swimming pool.
You are a sick person.
We've got a problem.
What kind of problem?
In homeroom, Carly told me she's going to have that interview with the headmaster of Briarwood.
Briarwood? Carly's going to go there?
If the headmaster likes her.
Well, who doesn't like Carly?
That's the problem, whiz pants. Of course she'll like Carly. And then Carly will go there, make all new friends, and then bye-bye us.
I don't want to be bye-bye'd.
Good. Because I have a plan, and you're going to help me.
Come on! Come on!
What's taking so long?
I'm still on hold. Are you sure we should be doing this?
Yes, we're doing it for Carly. She would not like Briarwood.
I know, but...
And if she stays here, there's a better chance she'll fall in love with you someday.
You're right. We have to do this for Carly. But what if the headmaster doesn't believe I'm Spencer? I mean, like, what if she... Hello!
Yeah. This is Spencer Shay.
Sound like Spencer, not Darth Vader.
Yes, this is Carly Shay's brother. Instead of Carly coming to meet you at Briarwood, could you meet with her at our apartment? Why? Because I sprained my buttocks. Right. So can we say around 5:30 this afternoon? Excellent. Yes, the same address that you sent the turkey legs. I look forward to meeting you, too.
Nice work.
Thanks. But why does moving the interview to Carly's place help us?
Well, the headmaster wants to make sure Carly is Briarwood material, right? A nice, proper, good girl?
Yeah.
Well, imagine an interview in an apartment filled with dozens of loud, screaming kids playing mini golf.
Free mini golf tonight at Carly Shay's apartment. 5:30 to midnight.
Uh-huh.
You're bad.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what you doing in the sink?
It's backed up. Some kid shot a golf ball down the drain. There! I wish that hadn't happened.
Yeah, look, would you help me pick out an outfit for my interview? Do I go with a black dress or is a black dress too serious? Because I don't want to look like I'm trying all hard to be serious, but oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Okay, everybody, right this way.
Hey, what's going on?
Mini golf party.
Oh, right now? I'm getting ready to leave for my interview.
Your Briarwood interview? Is that tonight?
Yes, it's tonight.
Don't worry, we're just gonna play a few rounds.
Come on, you guys, this isn't the time for... right back. The mini golf course is full.
I'm sorry. My name is Linda Piloff. Are you Carly?
Yeah.
I'm the headmaster at Briarwood. Here for your interview.
Oh, please come in, Mrs. Piloff.
Interesting.
Yeah, wasn't I supposed to meet you in, like, 2 hours at Briarwood?
Originally, but I received a phone call asking me to come here at 5:30.
But who...
Move, lady. Dear, is this really where you live?
Yes, ma'am, but it's usually not like this. See, my brother's an artist and...
Hey, Carly.
Who's the chick?
This is Mrs. Piloff, the headmaster of Briarwood.
Hey, hey.
What's up, Piloff?
Hello!
And this is my brother. Spencer, this is the headmaster of Briarwood.
Oh.
Hello. How are your buttocks?
My buttocks? Fine. Firm.
So you're Carly's guardian?
Yes, I am. Oh, this is just food.
Lovely.
Mrs. Piloff, it's so noisy down here. Why don't we go upstairs and do the interview?
Very well.
We can take the elevator over there. Why is she here?
I don't know.
I thought we were going to meet her at Briarwood.
Oh, my.
This is terrible.
Oh, she has come on my buttocks.
Forget about your buttocks.
Just dare you.
Okay, I'm going to go do it.
Shh.
Okay,
shh.
Thank you. Now, Carly. Why don't you start by telling me a little bit about you?
Well,
magic purple golf ball wins a special ticket that gives you free mini golf for a year.
A whole year?
Well, give us a hint where it is. Okay. It's upstairs in the iCarly studio inside a grown-up lady's pocket. First one to find it wins.
Well, Carly, you're a charming young lady.
Oh, Mrs. Piloff.
I really think the student body...
Where is it? What are you doing? Open her pocket!
Give me that ball!
My what?
I'm not playing. Why did you guys intentionally sabotage my interview? Don't nonchalantly sip your drinks. Answer me.
We didn't want you to go.
You wouldn't like it at Briarwood.
We were just thinking of you.
No, you were just thinking of yourselves.
Carls.
This interview was really important to me.
You don't want to go to a snotty rich kid school.
Maybe I don't, or maybe I did, but it doesn't matter now because I'll never be able to make the choice because you guys ruined it for me.
Come on, what we did wasn't that bad.
Hey, purple ball. They wanted a purple ball. I never had a purple ball. I'm going home now.
Miss Pilaf!
Don't blame Carly for all this stuff.
She had nothing to do with it.
We tried to mess up her interview because
she's like our best friend.
We didn't want her to leave our school.
Because we'd miss her. But she's like the best kid you could ever get at Briarwood.
So don't not let her in just because she's got a couple of rotten friends.
You guys aren't rotten. Usually.
Well, I do think there's something to be said for a girl who has friends who care so much about her.
We do.
So I might still get into Briarwood?
Well, I won't make any promises, but I think there's a good chance.
There she was! Give me the purple ball!
I don't have the purple ball!
There she is! Get her!
Oh, my God!
Go help her!
Okay.
Hey, guys, get out of there! Come on! They chased her into Spencer's shower! Oh.
I didn't really want to go to Briarwood anyway.
Hey, here's 17 reasons why iCarly.com rocks.
It's way funny.
Carly's hot.
Freddie's hot.
Spencer's insane.
Sam's hilarious.
The website is well designed.
There's tons of things that you can click on.
Carly's hot. You said that.
Cool pics.
Killer music.
Funny vlogs.
Carly's hot.
Stop it.
And that's 17 reasons
why iCarly.com rocks.